Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Nun. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Kedushin, Daf Yod Ches, the first parak of Isha Nignes. The Zichu Masechus Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Hachazakas HaTorah. So the three dots we're going to focus on. Number one, in a braisa listing differences between an Eved Ivri and Amma Ivriya, it was taught that an Amma cannot be sold twice. The Gemara said this implies that an Eved Ivri can be sold twice, yet a braisa darshans the Gneva so for his theft, Kevin Shenimcher Pamachas, Shuv Iyata Rasha Lemochru, teaching that once he was sold one time, you cannot sell him again. Rabbi answered that he cannot be sold twice for a single theft, but can be sold multiple times for multiple thefts. Abai rejects his distinction, saying that the Gneva so connotes even multiple thefts, and he cannot be resold even for multiple thefts if he stood trial for them at once. Instead, Abai answers, Kamba Adam Echad, here, the second price is where he stole from one person, and cannot be resold even for multiple thefts. Kambishne bnei Adam, here, the first brisa, is where he stole from two people and was tried separately for each. He can be sold once for each theft victim. In a brisa, the Tanakhama says that a thief can be sold twice for one theft if his sale value is half the amount of the theft, but if his value is double the theft, he's not sold at all. Moyezer says that in either case, he's not sold. He's only sold when his sale value matches that of the stolen item. Point number two, a braisa discusses limitations on the father's right to sell or marry off his daughter. The Tanakhama says that Mokra Adam is bitol ishus v'shona. A man may sell his daughter for marriage repeatedly, lishivchus v'shona, or sell her for servitude repeatedly, lishivchus acher shivchus, or for marriage after servitude, avolo shivchus acher ishus, but cannot sell her for servitude after marriage. Rabbi Shimon says, Kashem Shein Adam Mokra is bitol shivchus acher ishus, just as a man cannot sell his daughter for servitude after marriage, kach ein Adam Mokra is bitol shivchus acher shivchus, so too he cannot sell her for servitude after servitude. This malchokas hinges upon another, but the Torah is saying one cannot sell his daughter, but vigdo ba. Rabbi Kiva interprets it, Kevin Shaperish Taliso Alel, once the master spreads his cloak over her, meaning marrying her with Yud, Shuv Ein Rasha Lamokra, her father can no longer sell her. Rabbi Eliezer interprets it, Kevin Shabagat ba, once he has betrayed her by selling her into servitude, Shuv Ein Rasha Lamokra, he can no longer sell her. Their basis for their disagreement is if Yesh Emul Masoras, there's primacy for the tradition of the written form, as Rabbi Eliezer maintains, or Lamikra, the read form, as Rabbi Kiva maintains. Rabbi Shimon holds there is primacy for both forms and therefore makes both drushas, preventing a father from selling her after either selling or marrying her off. And point number three, Rabbi Bar Avuha asks, Yehud Nisun Ose or Erison Ose? Does Yehud affect Nisun or only Erison? The practical differences are the halakha is dependent on Nisun, meaning if the husband inherits her, it can become tamei to bury her if he's a Kohen, and can be made for her Nadarim. A proof is brought from a braisa discussing a widow sold as an Amma. Since she would only be considered a true Almana if her father married her off, since she's a minor, how can he sell her altogether since all agree that she cannot be sold into servitude after marriage? Rabbi Yitzchak explained that the braisa refers to an almana from Yud, and she was originally sold to servitude, not marriage. The Gemara later explains that although she eventually married, the father didn't marry her off. This proves that Yud only affects Erison, because if it affects Nisuin, she completely leaves the father's jurisdiction, and he cannot sell her. The Gemara attempts to refute the proof, but successfully deflects it. So once again, the three points are, number one, in a braisa listing differences between an Eved Ivri and an Amma Ivriya, it was taught that an Amma cannot be sold twice. The Gemara said this implies that an Eved Ivri can be sold twice, yet a braisa darshans the Gneva so for his theft, Kevin Shenimcher Pamachas, Shuv Iyata Rasha Lemochru, teaching that once he was sold one time, you cannot sell him again. Rabbi answered that he cannot be sold twice for a single theft, but can be sold multiple times for multiple thefts. Abai rejects his distinction, saying that the Gneva so connotes even multiple thefts, and he cannot be resold even for multiple thefts if he stood trial for them at once. Instead, Abaye answers, Kamba Adam Echad, here, the second braisa, is where he stole from one person, and cannot be resold even for multiple thefts. Kambishne bnei Adam, here, the first braisa, is where he stole from two people and was tried separately for each. He can be sold once for each theft victim. In a braisa, the Tanakhama says that a thief can be sold twice for one theft if his sale value is half the amount of the theft, but if his value is double the theft, he's not sold at all. Moyezer says that in either case, he's not sold. He's only sold when his sale value matches that of the stolen item. Point number two, a braisa discusses limitations on the father's right to sell or marry off his daughter. The Tanakhama says that Mokra Adam is bitol ishus v'shona. A man may sell his daughter for marriage repeatedly, lishivchus v'shona, or sell her for servitude repeatedly, lishivchus acher shivchus, or for marriage after servitude, avolo shivchus acher ishus, but cannot sell her for servitude after marriage. Rabbi Shimon says, Kashem Shein Adam Mokra is bitol shivchus acher ishus, just as a man cannot sell his daughter for servitude after marriage, kach ein Adam Mokra is bitol shivchus acher shivchus, so too he cannot sell her for servitude after servitude. This machlokes hinges upon another, but the Torah is saying one cannot sell his daughter bevigdo ba. Rabbi Akiva interprets it, Kevin Shaperish Taliso Alel, once the master spreads his cloak over her, meaning marrying her with Yud, Shuv Ein Rasha Lamokra, her father can no longer sell her. Rabbi Eliezer interprets it, Kevin Shabagat Ba, once he has betrayed her by selling her into servitude, Shuv Ein Rasha Lamokra, he can no longer sell her. Their basis for their disagreement is if Yesh Eim L'Mesoras, there's primacy for the tradition of the written form, as Rabbi Eliezer maintains, or L'Mikra, the read form, as Rabbi Akiva maintains. Rabbi Shimon holds there is primacy for both forms and therefore makes both drushes, preventing a father from selling her after either selling or marrying her off. And point number three, Rabbi Bar Avuha asks, Yehud Nisun Ose or Erison Ose? Does Yehud affect Nisun or only Erison? The practical differences are the halakha is dependent on Nisuan, meaning if the husband inherits her, it can become tami to bury her if he's a Kohen, and can be made for her Nadarim. A proof is brought from a brisa discussing a widow sold as an Amma. Since she would only be considered a true Almana if her father married her off, since she's a minor, how can he sell her altogether since all agree that she cannot be sold into servitude after marriage? Rabbi Yitzhak explained that the brisa refers to an almana from Yud, and she was originally sold to servitude, not marriage. The Gemara later explains that although she eventually married, the father didn't marry her off. This proves that Yud only affects Erison, because if it affects Nisuan, she completely leaves the father's jurisdiction, and he cannot sell her. The Gemara attempts to refute the proof, but successfully deflects it. Alright, so now we go to our Siman Daf Yud Ches, and our standard Siman is a Chuppah, because Ben Yud Ches, well, Chuppah, someone who's 18 should go to Chuppah. So here goes. It was a terrible scene under the diamond-shaped Chuppah, when the Chassan, who was already sold once as a thief, was taken to be sold again for a different theft, while the Kala's father cried because he would no longer be able to sell her off into servitude to the master who would do Yud, which only affects Arison. Once again, some motion. It was a terrible scene under the diamond-shaped Chuppah. Chuppah? That must be more on Daf. Yud Ches. It was a terrible scene under the diamond-shaped chuppah when the chassan, who was already sold once as a thief, was taken to be sold again for a different theft, which reminds the Gemara brings the machlokes regarding when an Eved Ivri can be sold twice. So, it was a terrible scene under the diamond-shaped chuppah when the chassan, who was already sold once as a thief, was taken to be sold again for a different theft, while the kala's father cried because he would no longer be able to sell her off into servitude, which reminds us, a brisa discusses limitations on the father's right to sell or marry off his daughter. The Tanakhama says, Mocha Adam is bitol ishus v'shona, a man may sell his daughter for marriage repeatedly, l'shivchus v'shona, or sell her for servitude repeatedly, l'ishus achar shivchus, or for marriage after servitude, avolo l'shivchus achar ishus, but cannot sell her for servitude after marriage. Other opinions are brought. So, it was a terrible scene under the diamond-shaped chuppah, when the chassan, who was already sold once as a thief, was taken to be sold again for a different theft, while the kala's father cried because he would no longer be able to sell her off into servitude to the master who would do yud, which only affects Erison, which reminds us, Rabbi Bar Avuha asked, Yud Nisun Ose or Erison Ose? Does Yud affect Nisun or only Erison? The Nafka Minar, the halakha is dependent on Nisun, meaning if the husband inherits her, whether he can become tami to bury her if he's a Kohen, and can be made for her Nadarim. A proof is brought that Yud only affects Erison. So once again, it was a terrible scene under the diamond-shaped chuppah when the chassan, who was already sold once as a thief, was taken to be sold again for a different theft, while the kala's father cried because he would no longer be able to sell her off into servitude to the master who would do yud, which only affects Erison. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf yadalad. So the simmer daf yadalad is a hand, and we often use a juggler. So here goes. The yavama who is juggling diamonds, juggling, that must be run daf yadalad, yad. The Yavama who was juggling diamonds and received word that her Yavam died and she was permitted to the Shuk from a Kal V'Chomer, which reminds the Gemara brings the source for the Kinyanim of a Yavama. The Yavam's death permits her based on the Kal V'Chomer. If a married woman whose adultery is punishable by death becomes permitted through her husband's death, then a Yavama whose adultery is only a Lav should certainly become permitted with the Yavam's death. So the Yavama who was juggling diamonds and received word that her Yavam died and she was permitted to the Shuk from a Kal V'Chomer, decided to use the gems to be Kona and Evid with a Kenyan Kesef, which reminds the Gemara brings the Kenyanim of an Evid Ivri and the source for acquiring an Evid with money. The Torah teaches that an Amma Ivri can be redeemed by deducting time served from her original purchase price. This indicates she was originally purchased with money, proving that an Evid Ivri may be acquired with money. So the Yavama who's juggling diamonds and received word that her Yavam died and she was permitted to the Shuk from a Kal V'Chomer decided to use the gems to be Kona and Evid with a Kinyan Kesef and saw an Evid sold by Basin show off his bored ear to a Mocher Atzmo who looked in disgust, which reminds us that Braisa discusses four distinctions between a servant who sells himself and one sold by basin, one of them being that a mocher atzmo eino nirza, one who sells himself cannot have his ear bored to remain after completing his term. Macharu basin nirza, but one sold by basin can have his ear bored to remain. Rabbi Elazar disputes all the distinctions, saying that both types of servants are only sold for 6 years, can be nirza, receive gifts upon leaving, and can be given a shivcha chananis. Daf Tezvav. So the similar Daf Tezvav relates to Tu B'Shvat, and we use a fruit bowl. So here goes. After the rich master presented a diamond-studded fruit bowl, that must be more in Daf Tezvav, Tu B'Shvat. After the rich master presented a diamond-studded fruit bowl full of gifts, only to the Eved sold by Beis Din, which reminds us, our brights in the previous daf listed a machlokes about several differences between an Eved Ivri who sold himself and one sold by Beis Din. Here the Gemara explains the opinion that one who sold himself does not receive a hanaka gifts when he goes free. The pasuk says about one sold by Beis Din, Hanek Tanik Lo, you shall surely give him gifts. Lo, below the mocher atzmo, teaching that they are only given to him and not to one who sells himself. The Gemara brings an explanation for what the other Tana darshans from the word lo. So, after the rich master presented a diamond-studded fruit bowl full of gifts, only to the Eved sold by Beis Din, three fruit bowls arrived and were given to the three different types of Eved Ivri to celebrate their freedom at Yovel, which reminds us Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov requires three psukim to teach that each type of Eved Ivri, one who sold himself, one sold by Beis Din, and a nirza, go free at Yovel. So, after the rich master presented a diamond-studded fruit bowl full of gifts, owing to the Eved sold by Beis Din, three fruit bowls arrived and were given to the three different types of Eved Ivri to celebrate their freedom at Yovel, leaving only the Jewish slave of an idolater redeemed by his rich uncle, who wasn't going free, empty-handed, which reminds us, this machlokes of a Jewish slave of an idolater goes free when redeemed by relatives or others. But Yossi Gui holds, it's logical he should serve others who redeem him, because if he would go free, they would hold back and not redeem him. Rabbi Akiva holds it's logical that he should serve relatives who redeem, because otherwise every day he would go and sell himself to idolaters knowing his relatives will free him. Daf Tezayin, so the similar Daf Tezayin is toes, and we often use an acrobat with large toes. So here goes. After the acrobat with large toes, that must be on Daf Tezayin. After the acrobat with large toes in the diamond-studded suit was acquired as an Eved Ivri with a shtar, just like an Ame Ivriya, which reminds us, Ula says the source that an Eved Ivri may be acquired with a shtar is the pasuk Imacheres Ikachlo, if he takes another wife, in addition to his father's Ame Ivriya, Ikisha Kasva Acheres. The pasuk compares the Amma to the other ordinary wife. So just as a wife is acquired with a shtar, an Amma, and by extension an Eved, is also acquired with a shtar. Rav Acha bar Yaakov provides a second drasha. So, after the acrobat with large toes in the diamond-studded suit was acquired as an Eved Ivri, with a shtar, just like an Ame Ivriya, he was shocked to discover that his master owned his entire body, which reminds us, Rava teaches that an Eved Ivri's body is owned by the master during his term, and therefore, the master who forgives the remainder of what the slave owes him, the remainder is not forgiven because the master's partial ownership of the Eved Ivri cannot be forgiven. So, after the acrobat with large toes in the diamond-studded suit was acquired as an Eved Ivri, with a shtar, just like an Ame Ivriya, he was shocked to discover that his master owned his entire body, and that the Ame Ivriya didn't go free upon her father's death, which reminds us, Rav Amar quotes a brice which lists the servants who receive Hanukkah gifts as one who goes out at the end of 6 years at Yovel with the master's death and an Ame Ivriya through Simanim, but he doesn't list the father's death. This proves conclusively that an Ame Ivriya does not go free with the father's death. Daf Yud Zayin, so the similar Daf Yud Zayin is a used car. So here goes. The freed Eved Ivri who went enthusiastically to buy a used car, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Zayin. The freed Eved Ivri who went enthusiastically to buy a used car with the 15 slime of gifts he received for his Hanukkah, which reminds us, there's a three-way machos regarding how much an Eved Ivri receives for Hanukkah, whether it's 15, 30, or 50 slime. So the freed Eved Ivri who went enthusiastically to buy a used car with the 15 slime of gifts he received for his Hanukkah from the Eved Ivri working for his late master's son, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa that Eved Ivri obed as a ben ve'ino obed as a bas. An Eved Ivri serves a master's son, but not the daughter if there's no son. An Ame Ivri, a nirza, and one sold to an idolater do not even serve their master's sons. Concerning the first law, Braisa darshan zapasik, v'avdecha sheshanim, and he shall serve you 6 years, implying l'cha b'lo l'yorish, he shall serve you, the master, but not the heir of the master, referring to a brother or daughter. Nevertheless, he serves the son because the pasuk says, Shei shanim yavod, he shall serve 6 years, without specifying you. The Gemara goes on to explain that a son is presumed to be a more direct substitute of the father than a brother, because a son stands in his father's place for you, to marry his father's amr ivriya, and for stay achuza, he can redeem ancestral land the father was makdish before Yovel. So the freed Eved Ivri, who went enthusiastically to buy a used car with the 15 slime of gis he received for his anaka from the Eved Ivri working for his late master's son, saw a ger drive off with a car he bought with monies inherited rabbinically from his father, leaving his brother the idolater behind, holding his late father's idols. Which reminds, the Gemara brings a mission discussing a ger and idolater who are brothers, who inherit their father's possessions, and among them are idols or other goods which are prohibited in benefit. The ger can offer the idolater to take all the idols, and he'll take money instead. He could not make this exchange after the idols come into his domain. This proves that a ger does not inherit his father biblically, because otherwise he could not offer the above exchange, trading idols he legally owns for other goods. Rather, he only inherits rabbinically, shemi yachzur lasuro, lest he return to his former ways to receive the inheritance. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you learn that Amma Ivriya does not go free upon her father's death? That's on daf. Tezayin. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that Yud only affects Erison, not Nisuin? That's on daf. Yud Ches. Good. Number 3. Which daf is the case where a ger and an idolater inherit their late father, and we learn that a ger only inherits rabbinically? That's on daf. Yud Zayin. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that one cannot sell off his daughter after marriage into servitude? That's on daf. Yud Ches. Good. Number 5. Which daf does Gemara bring the pasuk for the opinion that only a mochru of basin receives gifts, not a mochru atzmo? That's on daf. Tezvav. Good. Number 6. Which daf leaves the question whether a man can be mekanish a woman with an item he stole from her? That's on daf. Yud Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have a three with milchokas regarding how much an Eved Ivri receives for his ahanaka? That's on daf. Yud Zayin. Good. Number 8. Which daf are three different psukim brought to teach that the three different types of Eved Ivri go free at Yovel? That's on daf. Tezvav. Good. Number 9. Which of the one that Eved Ivri serves his late master's sons, but not his daughter nor brother? That's on daf. Yud Zayin. Good. And number 10. Which daf do we machokas when an Eved Ivri can be sold twice? That's on daf. Yud Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.